الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we have entered the 20th day in the glorious month of Ramadan, meaning we only have 9 or at most 10 days ahead before Ramadan will come to Allahu Akbar, a closure. We ask Allah the Almighty to record us amongst His servants that received Allah's benevolence of kindness and mercies, and who are Ahlul Taqwa, who are Ahlul Maghfirah. The question has been raised: what is the ruling concerning something called the milk bank? It sounds strange, yeah, but it is there. Milk bank is a situation whereby somebody goes to a hospital where there are milk sterilized in highly hygienic condition. You buy to breastfeed your breastfeeding baby. In the event of the babe not taking the milk of its mother, so you go and take that kind of milk. But the answer to this is that is not lawful, because there are chances of, if you take the milk and give it to your babe, the babe grows up one day and likely he's going to marry a lady that has taken that milk, foster sister. And we know what is forbidden in terms of a blood relation applies to what is forbidden in terms of milk suckling. So for that, it's not recommended for a Muslim to go and take that kind of milk. It is forbidden. That is the fatwa of Al-Allamatu Ibn Uthaymeen alayhi rahmatullah on this issue, which is contentious now among some people. Now, that is the only question we have so far today. We are progressing with ayah what?
71.
Iqra.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها، قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا. قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا.
قال الله تبارك وتعالى: فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها، قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا. We shouldn't forget the siyaq, the context flows concerning the journey undertaken by Prophet Musa alayhi salam and his servant Yusha'u going to Majma' al-Bahrain, the confluence of two rivers. We mentioned this thing yesterday. And we've even mentioned Musa alayhi salatu wasalam requested for what we call an admission into the school, and he was granted, but with some conditions. So now they set out. فَانْطَلَقَ حَتَّى إِذَا رَكِبَ فِي السَّفِينَةِ خَرَقَهَا. They set out until after entering Safina, call it a boat or a ship, Harakaha Khidr, just defaced it. Because haraka is to break something a little, removing the structure, the face of something. قَالَ أَخَرَقْتَهَا لِتُغْرِقَ آلَهَا. Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, oh, do you defect it? So as to sink and drown the occupants of it? لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا. You have brought something grievous. So you can see from the beginning, Prophet Musa was not of the intention of deliberate denial, because he made a promise. فَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ صَابِرًا وَلَا أَعْفِ لَكَ أَمْرًا. But from the beginning, look at it. And Khidr told him, he said, do not ask me on something until I have told you an answer. فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي أَنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى أُحُدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. But now, he was talking before the teacher gave a permission. He even said, لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْءًا إِمْرًا. إِمْرًا is something very grave, because by trying to tear or to deface the boat, there are chances of what? Sinking. Because water will just rise up to drown them. So he was kind of afraid. You have brought something most grievous. Naam? Qala alam aqul laka in. Qala alam aqul innaka al-Mustafa. So Khidr said, didn't I tell you, haven't I told you that you will not be able to be patient with me? I told you earlier. I told you earlier that you will not be able to be patient with me. Didn't I tell you? قَالَ لَا تُؤَخِذْنِي بِمَا نَسِيتُ وَلَا تُرْهِقْنِي مِنْ أَمْرِي أُخْرَى. This is ayah number 73 in this chapter 18. قَالَ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ said, oh, لَا تُؤَخِذْنِي بِمَا نَسِيتُ. Please, do not hold me accountable for what I have forgotten. I have just forgotten. وَلَا تُرْهِقْنِي مِنْ أَمْرِي أُخْرَى. Do not overburden me concerning my issue with the difficulty. So, you see, if somebody has forgotten, forgetfulness is important in precipitating for you Allah's what? Forgiveness. In a hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَجَاوَزَ لِي أَنْ عُمَّةِ النِّسِيَانَ وَالْخَطَأَ وَمَا اسْتُكْرِهُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah overlooks from my community whatever they have done out of an-nisyan, forgetfulness. And they are saying, al-insan min an-nisyan. So Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, was kind of begging, do not take me to the task on account of what I have forgotten. Do not overburden me with difficulty concerning my issue.
فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا.
Now we understand that Khidr overlooked this mistake. Overlooked. So they set out again. That is fantalaka. There is a series of what? Duality. Not fantalaka, not fantalaku, but fantalaka. Two of them. Al-alif li-tathniya. Fantalaka, they set out. Hatta idha laqiya ghulaman, at length they came across a boy. Ghulam. Faqatala. He slayed him, meaning he killed him. Who killed who? موسى على خضر قتل الغلام.
نعم.
Because فقتل هذا فعل الماضي. Who is the فاعل؟ ضمير مستتر. I keep on saying ابن مالسيس. وبعد فعل فاعل. After فعل you bring the فاعل. فإن ظهر وإلا فضمير مستتر. So he killed, he slayed the boy. قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا. Prophet Musa could not stomach what happened. He said, do you kill nafsan, a soul, zakiyatan, highly purified, bighayri nafsin, without any soul being killed in place? Because if the boy had killed and he was in return killed, it's okay. It is kind of qisas, isn't it?
No.
وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِسَاسِ حَيَاتِ. In qisas, there is life. We call it retributive law. So now, بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ you kill him. لَقَدْ جِئِتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرًا. You have brought something most deplorable. You see, the first answer is شَيْئًا إِمْرًا. Something grave. But now, is condemnable and deplorable. To tell you the degree of what took place in his eye ranks higher than the previous scenario.
Yeah.
Now Khidr said to him,
قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
قال, he said to him, ألم أقل لك, haven't I said to you? You see, in this case, he said, laka. Previously, قال ألم أقول, just. But here, laka. Didn't I tell you, you, addressing him? That إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. I said it earlier, you will never be able to be patient with me. The first instance, he talked. Now the second, he thought. So he was going against the condition of admission. كأنه يخالف شروط القبول في الجامعة في المدرسة. Next آية.
قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني. قد بلغت من لدني عذرا.
قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, موسى الصيد عليه السلام, إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا. He said, well, إن سألتك عن شيء, from now on, if I ever ask you on something بعدها, after this, فلا تصاحبني, do not take me as your companion, meaning I can be expelled. Okay? قد بلغت من لدني عذرا, because you have reached a position of an excuse concerning me. Yeah, عذر, don't talk, you talk, don't, again. So if I have said anything up, so he was making an undertaking that he will never say anything after this. But alas, did it hold? Next ayah.
فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه. قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا. قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا.
فانطلق حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية, أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفهما. To the end of ayah, which is ayah number 7-7. فانطلق, again, they set out. حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية until they arrive at the habitat of a people. Okay? They came to a city, according to Imam al-Tabari, he says it is Ayla. Ayla, the Palestinian side, okay. They reached the village or the community or the habitat. Istat'ama ahlaha, they looked for food. Istat'am. Please help us because we are on a journey, we are hungry, we want something to eat. Fa'abaw aydahuma. The people in the village refused the decline, giving them hospitality. They looked for food, they were never given. Okay?
No.
As they were to leave the village, فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا جِدَارًا يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَنْقَضَ فَأَقَامَهَا. They came across جِدَارًا, a wall. يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَنْقَضَ, about to fall down. You can see, قَالُوا إِنَّهُ أَضَافَ الْإِرَادَ لِشَيْءٍ غَيْرِ ذِرُوهٍ غَيْرِ ذِرُوهٍ وَإِلَّا هَلْ الْجِدَارُ إِرَادَةٌ أنت تريد, أنا أريد كذا. هتقول السيارة تريد؟ هذا استعارة. تريد البنزين. It's a kind of allegorical expression or symbolical expression. So they made a wall about to crumble down. فَأَقَامَهُ He erected it. Erect. To make something erected, strengthened, فَأَقَامَهُ قَالَ مُوسَى الْخِيرِ لَوْ شِئِتَ لَتَّخَذْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. If you wish, you will have taken a reward for that, sir. Because you didn't give us food to eat. We are hungry and we work for you without any payment. لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا. What answer did he get? قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتعويل ما لم تستطيع عليه صبرا. قال he said, who said? خضر. هذا فراق بيني وبينك. This is the parting of the way. This is the parting of the way, as between me and you. So unabiuka, I will detail you, bita'awil, with explanation concerning that which you're not being able to be patient about. Now Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam finally was kind of sent from the school. So you can see, even like I told you yesterday, you want to apply to any school, any college, there are conditions of admission. You have to abide by those conditions, such that there can be an area telling you, if you break any of the law, you will be liable to expulsion or indictment or ostracization, depending on the system that is run, used by the school. Just an example. So Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam talked, and the teacher said, "Hadha firaqu bayna wa baynak," and I will detail you, I will give you explanation on that which you've not been able to location about. The detail.
أَمَّا السَّفِينَةُ فَكَانَتْ لِمَسَاكِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ فِي الْبَحْرِ فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَعِيبَهَا وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا.
Number one. أما السفينة, but the sheep. Okay? You can call it boat. Nomenclature aside.
No.
The sheep that you talked about was under the possession of al-masakin, some poor boys destitute. يَعْمَلُونَ فِي الْبَحْرِ, walking with it across the river. فأردت أن أعيبها. I intended to defect it, to cause any sign of trouble or problem with it. وكان وراءهم ملك. Behind them, or at their destination, there used to be a king, very bad one, يأخذ كل سفينة غضبة, who seizes any ship, كل سفينة, or boat, غضبا by force. Because الغضب, to take something, not with the permission of the owners, if it comes to غضب, so now you see, Prophet Musa alayhi salam didn't know this. Is it better the sheep to have a scar, al-aid, scar? Is it better so that they go on doing their business, or for the sheep or the boat to be taken completely? Which is better? Wala shak an takuna safina laha aid ويستمر المساكين في استعمالها خير وأفضل لهم من أن تكون مغصوبة ولا لا؟ استمر.
وأما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا.
وأما الغلام but concerning the boy you talked about me killing him, فكان أبواه مؤمنين. His parents, the father and mother, were believers. فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا. We entertained fear that he may subdue them by transgression and disbelief, causing them to become kafiru. So for that, he was killed. And according to Sharia of Khidr, it is okay. But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam looked at this as what? Not to be taken into acceptance. This is what some will be mutilating the Quranic verses. This is ilm al-batin. Because this is batin to Musa. So they concocted different ways which is against Islam. There is ilm al-zahir and ilm al-batin. And Khidri is our leader. Did Allah send Khidr to you?
No.
Whom did Allah send to us? Muhammad Rasulullah. Naam? وَإِن تُطِئُوهُ Who is that? تَحْتَدُوا If you obey him, not Khidr, alayhi salam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam. وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ Who is that? الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Muhammad Rasulullah. So anybody claiming he has a so-called ilm al-batin to him is charlatan. The charlatan, and he is bid'atic. His things will never be accepted. عندنا شريعة نسخت كل الشرائع. Al-Fadhili says, بشرعته كل الشرائع تنسخ. It was the Sharia of Muhammad, all previous legislations were abrogated. You cannot say Khidr has ilm al-ghayb because you have some whims and caprices in the content of your heart. Leaving the Muhammadan teaching that can never ever see you through. May Allah guide us aright.
Amen.
فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما.
فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما. So we wish, we intended that their Lord will substitute for them. Okay? Someone خير منه by far better. Than the boy that was killed. Zakatan in terms of purity, wa aqrab ruhuma a much nearer to having mercy and compassion from Allah the Almighty.
وأما الجدار فكان لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما وكان أبوهما صالحا فأراد ربك أن يبلغا أشدهما ويستخرجا كنزهما رحمة من ربك وما فعلته عن أمري ذلك تأويل ما لم تسطع عليه صبرا
وأما الجدار فكان لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما وكان أبوهما صالحا to the end of the ayah number 82 okay concerning the boy no concerning the wall that he complained it was about to crumble down We erected it. I didn't look for reward of my workmanship. Listen. وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ But the wall فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ Belonged to two young boys that were orphans. يَتِيمَيْنِ, orphans. فِي الْمَدِينَةِ in the city. وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا Beneath it, there was a treasure. Belonging to them. Can they said their father had money, a lot. When he was dying, he knew the behavior of the villagers. If they should come to know of the money, the children were minor, weak. They will use their power to devour the wealth. He said, Ya Allah, I am putting this wealth under the wall, beneath it. Let it not be seen until when they become the age of, what do you call it, maturity. They have their common sense, or Allah make it known. So it happened when they are passing through the village, the wall was breaking down. So the treasure was exposed. Look at the hikmah. So he erected it. It went back to its own first position, covering the well. So he was explaining to him, وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا And their father was a pious man, a saintly man. فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يَبْلُغَ أَشِدَّهُمَا Your Lord wish that they should reach their age of manhood. وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا thereby retrieving their treasure. رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ as a source of mercy from your Lord. Listen. وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ أَنْ أَمْرِي I didn't do that out of my own volition. Okay. ذلك تأويل ما لم تستطيع They didn't say تستطيع تستطيع إلغام المتماثلين العين في العين
نعم
This is the detail, the explanation, the explication of that which you are not able to be patient about. نعم
ويسألونك عن ذي القرنين قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا إنا مكنا له في الأرض وآتيناه من كل شيء سببا فأتبع سببا
Now the Quran al-Karim teaches mainly three things. The Quran teaches us principally, generally, three important things. First, at-tawheed. At-tawheed. فَعَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لا إله إلا الله التوحيد. قل هو الله أحد. نعم. Many. Secondly, Quran teaches us ordinances, if you like it, you call it just legislation, rules and regulations. يوصيكم الله في أولادكم. This is legislation. ولا تنكحوا ما نكح آباؤكم من النساء. This is what? Legislation. Thirdly, it teaches us narrative, chronicles, history, قصص. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص. We detail you on the base of narratives on the previous life. So now concerning this Ashab al-Kahf, is this narrative?
Yes.
Or Tawheed? Or ordinances?
Narrative.
Narrative. Prima facie. But at the same time, you can extract from it rules on Tawheed.
Mm.
Because of their Tawheed, they left the city of Daqiyanuz in the Tarsus.
No.
They went to the cave.
إِنَّهُمْ
فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا. Look at Tawheed.
Mm.
Is that correct? Similarly, the story we are going to read, okay, between Prophet Musa and Khidr, went out seeking for knowledge. So sorry, telling us, but you can extract some lessons, how you should be meek, how you should be polite and humble in the presence of your teacher. And there are rules and regulations before you are granted an admission. We have seen in the story. We also learn the beauty of traveling to seek for knowledge. If the whole Prophet Musa that Allah mentioned in 136 places in the Quran would leave his house to seek for knowledge, who am I? And similarly, another lesson, when he reached Khidr, he didn't say, hey Khidr, don't you know I am Musa? أنا نبي بني إسرائيل. Come and teach me. No. العلم يؤتى ولا يأتي. العلم يؤتى. Knowledge you have to go. Doesn't come to you. العلم يعلو ولا يؤلى. We have all these lessons. Okay? Now, another color of the stories of the Quran that we are going to read. Allah says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنِينَ وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ. They inquire from you. Who is that ka? الرسول محمد. I told you earlier the causality of the revelation of the chapter as a whole. That the Meccan aristocracy sent two people. Can you tell me, remind the name of the city? I told you, they sent two people to Medina, go and ask the Jews about this man claiming to be prophet. Who can tell me the names of the two emissaries? You have forgotten? They went to the Jews in Medina. They said to them, go back if he tells you answers about some young men who left their city, Ashab al-Kahf, and about a king that traversed the world from the east to the west. He has gone every part of the world. Who is that? Dhulqarnayn. And if he answers you, these two, he is prophet. But the third one, he shouldn't be able to answer it. Concerning the ruh, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلْ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Now, Allah says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ. They are asking you concerning ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ. Who is ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ? You see, the Hausaman says, ذُرُّكَ اللَّيْنِ. That is Hausa. But it's not Zulqarnayn, it is Zulqarnayn. Qarnayn is the dual of Al-Qarn. Al-Qarn is the trumpet. They have different and divergent interpretations concerning the identity of the man. Some said he traveled to the farthest part of the world, to as far as where the sun was rising. It is Qarn. He also traveled way towards to where the sun set. It's Qarn. Hence the qualification Dhulqarnayn. One part of the story. The second was no. Actually, he had two horns. Okay. Two horns, like a cow. This is outlandish. It is strange. The third view says he was beaten here and here, calling to Allah. People, you know, treated him badly to the point of being beaten. He had two spots here. But the title is Dhulqarnayn. Okay? The two-horned man. I shouldn't say trumpet. I said just this. No. His horn. Because trumpet is the one we blow, the angel blows. So Dhulqarnayn, they are asking you, but what is his name? Some say his name in English is Darius. Darius? But is he Alexander the Great? I doubt it. Because Alexander the Great was a mushri, the student of, I think, Aristotle. Aristotle was a student of Socrates. How like Kufar? But our Dhulqarnayn was a mu'min, according to our Quranic teaching. Well, he was a king, just and obedient to Allah the Almighty. So they are asking you concerning this identity. Dhulqarnayn, tell them, سَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. Tell them, Ya Rasulullah, سَأَتْلُوا, I shall rehearse, عَلَيْكُمْ, on to you, مِنْهُ, concerning him, ذِكْرًا, a mention. Now, you can see, when the Qurayshi people send their delegates to find out who, these three questions, one of the questions is concerning the identity of this king, Dhulqarnayn, that some people call Darius. But I am emphasizing. I remember during our program of degree, masters in history years back, I can recall we're talking about the identity of Darius. They have someone says, and I told you, either the two horns were there, like a cow. This can be unbelievable, but this is me. What we are concerned, he was a nice man, a believer in Allah, okay? Somebody that had fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, tell them I am going to give you narrative concerning him. Then Allah said, إِنَّا مَكَّنَّا لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا. إِنَّا وِي. Who is that we?
Allah.
Is Allah not one? Then why we? If somebody asks, like the Christians, the hot gospelers, the Bible trumpeters, they're going to ask you, if God is one, but the Quran is saying, we. I have been telling you this one better. Some will be saying, well, in the Quran there is Trinity. Ta'ala Allah. Amma yaqulun kabira. In Arabic language, there are two classes of what? Plural. Plural of number. If I say you're all three here. So all of you, plural because of your numerical reality. جمع الأدد وجمع الأظمة. There is another category of plurality, that is the plural of what? Of honor. When Allah says we, nahnu, that is of honor. And Arabic language and Aramaic language and Phoenicians, these languages are classified by the scientists of anthropology as what? The Semitic stock languages. But the Christians were just given the Bible in English, who does not all this kind of thing. So they jump to inconclusive conclusion of say, we, Allah is three, a'udhu billah. Okay? Allah says, inna makkanna lahu fil ard. We establish him. Who is that?
Dhul-Qarnayn.
Fil ardi, on the face of the earth. We gave him at-tamkeen. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا. And from anything, we gave him sababa, a causality, a cause. Whenever he wanted to do anything, we gave him a way to the achievement, to the fulfillment of that particular thing, sababa. فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا, and he followed his way or the route to the achievement of what he needed. حتى
إذا بلغ مغرب الشمس وجدها تغرب في عين همئة ووجد عندها قوما قلنا يا ذا القرنين إما أن تعذب وإما أن تتخذ فيهم حسنا.
حتى إذا بلغ مغرب الشمس وجدها تغرب في عين حمئة ووجد عندها قوما. This is ayah number 86, sorry, in this chapter number 18, Al-Kahf. فأتبع سببا, and then he followed his route. حتى إذا بلغ مغرب الشمس, until he reached the setting of the sun. The sun rises, the sun sets. Al-Maghrib is the geographical classification where the sun sets. So until he reached the setting of the sun, وجدها تغرب في عين حمئة, he found it setting in a spring of dark, what? Dark mud. It was appearing as if it was setting on the face of a spring of a dark mud. Because Hamia, you know, mud, M-U-D, which give you negative smell and very dark and darkened. So the sun was as if setting on a spring of a dark mud. وَجَدَ إِنْدَهَا قَوْمًا, by its side, he came across some people. قُلْنَا, we said unto him, يَا ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ, O ye ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ, how do you write ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ in English? Tell me. ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ, the letters. The author says, ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ, I told you, it's wrong. How do you write, give me the words in the transliteration, ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ. Z U wrong. Another one. Try. T H U wrong. Wrong. D H two. D H U L. Mark you. You have to give transliteration its proper categorization. D H U. It represents value.
No.
If you say Zay, then it's not. Allah didn't say Zulkarnain, but Zulkarnain. See the difference?
No.
Karnain, is it hooked K or Q or just ordinary K?
Q.
Hooked K?
No.
Or Q?
Q.
Well, other people do not even know you have any hooked K. That is your own house of configuration of K. So Zulkarnain. So until. Oh, we said to him, Ya Dhal Qarnayn. Look at Arabic language. Let me take you back. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ Dhal Qarnayn. But here, Ya Dhal Qarnayn. What's the difference?
The.
Why? Because in Arabic language, Very simple, it's elementary knowledge. There is Asma'ul Khamsa. Asma'ul Khamsa, Abun, Akhun, Hamun, Zu, Fu, Hanu. These five things, you give them Rufa by reference of Wawun. Zu, when it is child, you say Ja'a Zu Ilmin. The one with knowledge arrives. He says do because it's fine. But if it is maf'ulun bihi, ra'aytu dha ilmin. Alif there represents fatha. If it is kasra, he says zi. Does it? Min dhaka dhu in suhbatan abana. As Ibn Malik says. So here, zi is kasra. Ya dhal, it is munada al-mudaf, mansub. That's a simple rule. So we say, Ya dhal qarnayn, imma antu adhiba. You either punish these people because they are deviant people. Wa imma anta takhidha fi musna. Or you adopt a way of dealing with them with the best processes. Now, what did he say?
Qala amma man zalama fasawfa nu'adhibuhu thumma yuraddu ila raddihi fayu'adhibuhu 'adhaban nukra.
Qala, he said, amma man zalama. As for those, or as for the one that zalama transgresses the limit, fasawfa nu'adhibuhu, we shall chastise and punish him. ثم يرد إلى ربي, and then to be returned, taken back to his Lord. فيعذبه, subsequently his Lord punishes him, عذاب النكرة, tremendous punishment. Because نكرة, it tells you about the magnitude of the kind of a punishment to be on them on account of their own infidelity. وَأَمَّا مَنْ آمَنَ
وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُ جَزَاءً الْحُسْنَى وَسَنَقُولُ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا يُسْرًا
وَأَمَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, الله أكبر, فَلَهُ جَزَاءً الْحُسْنَى وَسَنَقُولُ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا يُسْرًا. But as for the one that believes, وَأَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and act righteously, فَلَهُ جَزَاءً الْحُسْنَى, for him shall be the reward of goodness. وَسَنَقُولُ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا, we shall say to him from our own commands a word of ease. Because if Allah tells them to ease, you have succeeded.
ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا.
He takes another route.
حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ مَطْلِعَ الشَّمْسِ وَجَدَهَا تَطْلُعُ عَلَى قَوْمٍ لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهَا سِتْرًا.
Ayah 90.
كَذَلِكَ وَقَدْ أَحَطْنَا بِمَا لَدَيْهِ خُبْرًا.
91. Allah says, حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ مَطْلِعَ الشَّمْسِ. There, Maghrib. Ala Ainin Hamia. Spring of a dark night. Now, he took another geographical location of his trip. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ مَطْلِعَ الشَّمْسِ. Until he reached where the sun emanates and rises. وجدها, he met it, تطلعوا, rising على قوم, on a people, لم نجعل لهم من دونها سترة. الله أكبر. We don't put any cover between them and the sun. Meaning the people were so barbaric, you know, so savage, to the point even the sun was rising in their geography and locality without any cover. الله غالب على أمره. نعم كذلك وقد أحطنا بما لديه خبرة. Allah says does, T-U-S, does, we circumscribe, we encompass him concerning our knowledge pertaining to whatever he was doing. That is our knowledge encompasses here. Khubra in terms of information we have concerning who is Dhulqarnayn. I think it's high time we draw the curtain.
Yeah.
This is ayah number
91.
We progress inshallah ta'ala with ayah 92. Tomorrow is going to be the 21st day of the month of Ramadan. نسأل الله رب العالمين أن يمن علينا بالهداية والبركة والصحة والعافية وأن يغفر لموتانا ويشفي مرضانا إنه على ذلك قدير سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بارك الله فينا وفيكم We meet next episode السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
But you like that.